Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, when Matthew Stafford was in Detroit, he had some good teams. There were some good teams here, but they never really made the jump as a team and a roster to the next level, okay? And so let's recap a few of the reasons why. Now, look, this embargo we've had in place for a reason. The problem is Matthew Stafford getting a playoff win last night is the biggest sports story in Detroit. If there are Red Wing fans out there that want to talk about their win yesterday, back-to-back wins over Buffalo and exhilarating come-from-behind fashion, sure, let's take it and run. 248-539-9797. However, this is right now the current ongoing biggest sports story in Detroit. When they had good teams and had a chance to take that next jump, the organization let down Stafford and everybody else. They let down Calvin. They let down Dominic Raiola. They let down any longtime Lion that was there and wanted him to take the next jump with miserable drafts. Some of them would yield a player, but if you look at the backbone and the pipeline of where great teams are built, they do better than the Lions did in some very critical drafts right through the heart of the Stafford era. Gator, you looked it up during the break.
Yeah, it's pathetic and it's annoying. I mean, in 2010, it was the first year after Stafford, right? They had the high pick to take in Ndamukong Suh. Pick, made the right choice.
Yep.
And they followed that up with moving back up into the first round, take Jahvid Best. Didn't work out. And then they got nothing else out of that draft. The following year, 13th overall pick, they select Nick Fairley. Nick Fairley was okay.
Okay.
Second round, they got Titus Young. And the 1 year, Mikel LeSure, another second round pick.
Yep.
1 year was okay. And then they only had two other picks in that draft. They had five picks in the entire draft. And two of them were one and done with Titus Young and Mikel LeSure. So now you've got back-to-back years where you invest a first-round pick and a second-round pick in your running back room, and they're both gone, not to mention the Titus Young experiment. The following year, 2012, first-round pick, they used Riley Reiff, building up the offensive line, good pick. Second-round pick, Ryan Broyles, followed by Bill Bentley, Ronnell Lewis, Tyre Whitehead, Chris Greenwood, Jonte Green, and Travis Lewis. I mean, nothing outside the first pick. So these were the building block years you're supposed to build around Stafford and Calvin Johnson. And then you went through, Sue was a great pick, but beyond that, they didn't get anything.
In the 2015 playoff game against Dallas after the 2014 season, empty draft classes in 10, 11, 12, and 13.
12. Well, not 13 was a great draft class.
I'm sorry. 10, 11, and 12 would have been your fifth, fourth, and third-year players, which are when guys are really starting to make an impact. And they got like nothing. That 2014 team could have been so much better had they not swung and missed wildly with the majority of their draft picks in 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah, it's embarrassing what they did. That's organizational.
Yep, and that's a shame because that 2014 team was really good. It was really good.
It was, and it was the last time you'd see it because Somebody knew they were on their way out.
And he left.
And he left as soon as he could.
Anyway, point is, these are the kinds of things that I feel like they had a chance. They had an opportunity to get to the next level. And the failing started with those drafts, 10, 11, and 12. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Brian in Ann Arbor. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. You know, one of the things that gets me whenever I've heard this conversation over the last, like, decade on your radio station is, why can't people not be one extreme or the other?
Yep.
Like, on one hand, you got the people that are like, oh, well, you know, Stafford isn't, you know, he's not like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. And I'm like, yeah, you guys just listed off three guys that you could argue to be the best to ever play the position. Like, you know what I mean? And then you have people that, like, they're just making out to be that he sucks. And I want to say, do you remember our quarterback situation for, like, the decade building up before we had Matt Stafford, when we were rolling with, like, John Kitna and Joey Harrington and insert every other name? And that's the thing that always blows me away is, like, you know, you look at them, and I think you guys just really nailed it when you rattled off some of those names. And I was laughing because I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about Mikel LeShore. Oh, my God, I forgot about Bullet Bill Bentley. Like, all these names that you were throwing out there that I was like, wow, Ryan Broyles.
Ryan Broyles.
Yeah, he tore his ACL like 35 times before they drafted him.
No, you're right. Like, you're right. Because I kind of put myself in that category that you're mentioning, Brian. Like, I can recognize Stafford is good, but he's not great. But he's also not abjectly the worst quarterback you've ever seen in your life. He's got talent. But like all the quarterbacks that are in that category, in that somewhere between, you know, 10 and 16 in the league, all those quarterbacks need help.
Yep. And so, like, let's say this. Let's say that the Lions didn't draft Stafford. Let's play a little revisionist history game. And let's say Stafford was drafted by, I don't know, insert other team that was bad at the time. I don't have the list in front of me. And let's say he ended up leaving. And all his numbers, win-loss record, was the exact same, and he hit free agency. And he was a free agent on the open market. Every single phone call to you guys would be, the Lions need to pay and sign Matt Stafford as a free agent. Can you imagine what that would have been like if that had been going on? The phone calls just, that would have been coming
just,
in.
I mean, you just described like this parallel universe that didn't happen that could very well have been our fate to be debating how much money the Lions should give free agent quarterback Matthew Stafford to the. I mean, would he have gone to the Jets?
No, he would have gone to the Jets. Yeah, that's the scenario is right there. They would have took Mark Sanchez and went 5 to the Jets, won a playoff game.
And he very well might have had similar results with the Jets.
Yes.
And that incompetent organization.
And there are plenty of people that wanted Sanchez over Stafford here, number one, by the way. And the Lions went with Stafford, which was the right choice, the better player. Obviously, the Lions were a worse organization because the Jets were able to put a team together that Sanchez could help lead to a playoff win, a couple playoff wins. And guess what? Mark Sanchez is doing games, broadcasting Stafford games right now.
Right.
248-539-9797, Daryl and Taylor. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's up?
Yeah, I think everybody looked at it differently. Like, I have nothing personal against Stafford. I mean, I'm a football fan, and I love our team. Like, everybody's like, he can't win a playoff game. Well, I mean, you know, the Trent Dilfers and the Tim Tebow proved to y'all that people can win a playoff game. Always looked at Stafford was, could he elevate the talent that's around him, whether it was Calvin Johnson or Nate Burleson or whoever it was. Because I'm going to take y'all way back to when he was in college, and I felt some type of way because I loved that Georgia team, and they arguably had an NFL team, and he didn't do nothing with that team, even in college. So it was always, can he elevate the players around him? It wasn't, can he win a playoff game?
Well, let me ask you a question, Daryl, because Golden Tate's best years were with Matthew Stafford as his quarterback. Kenny Golladay just left Detroit and had zero touchdown receptions. Like, some, those are guys whose games appear to have elevated in part because of Matthew Stafford.
No, definitely. I agree with you on that. But when I say it wasn't so much just the wide receivers, and don't get me wrong when I say this, I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers. But when you look at, like, Aaron Rodgers' linemen, you know, play position that he can't really have control over, they play so much harder, if you get what I'm saying, because I think they believe in he can win the Super Bowl. So that's what I mean, not so much just the wide receiver. Like, can he get the leadership?
I understand what you're saying.
I do, too. It's an X factor that you can't really quantify.
It's an intangible,
You did just compare him to Aaron Rodgers, but I do wonder, I could grant that there might be, you know, the press conferences didn't help him in Detroit.
No.
It just, his bland way of answering questions, nobody ever thought he was a bad guy, but he also was one that didn't instill a feeling of this burning desire to, you know, lead men through the fire.
No, there seems to be a couple different camps on that from former players. There's some former players that loved him as a leader, and some former players like, I didn't see the leadership out of him.
Yep.
So it's not unanimous like I think you would say with Aaron Rodgers. It's unanimous with his leadership ability.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.